Well, Lucas, time to get our weekend on. And as always, there's lots to do this weekend. Kicking it off with the Las Cruces International Film Festival looks to be a good one.
Oh yes, I'm real excited about the film festival. So it kicked off on Wednesday. They have events that go through Sunday, and it's a chock full of screenings at Cineport 10 and at the Rio Grande Theater. They have workshops, they have panels, they have visits with actors that are coming down. Just a whole host of things that are happening. There's two events that I'm really excited about, both happening Saturday at the Rio Grande Theater. At 2 o'clock, they are having an Inside Breaking Bad panel, and I'm a big fan of Breaking Bad.
It's
and they're gonna
huge
have,
for New Mexico.
Yeah. You know, and it was just one of the best TV series of all time. And the fact that it was filmed in New Mexico is just neat. You know, I think that's so neat. So R.J. Mitty, the actor who plays Walt Jr., and Charles Baker, the actor who plays Skinny Pete, are going to be in Las Cruces on Saturday, and they're going to be hosting an Inside Breaking Bad panel. So if you've ever wondered kind of what things are like on the set, you know, behind the scenes, or just had any questions about the series, you can head on down to the Rio Grande Theater and ask them those questions. That's going to be followed at 4 o'clock at the Rio Grande Theater by an appearance by Billy Boyd. Billy Boyd was the actor who played Pippin in the Lord of the Rings movies.
Oh, that's right. That's
right. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Lord of the Rings.
So I remember. It's been a while, but, you know, the guy still looks the same.
He does. He does.
It never ages.
You know, we had an interview with him in last week's Pulse, and he said, you know, he's still a fan of Second Breakfast, which is one of his famous lines from the movie, and he's interested in trying out some New Mexican food while he's here. But he's going to be giving a presentation at the Rio Grande Theater, and included in that is he's going to be performing. He's also a musician. He's a very accomplished singer.
Oh, is he really?
If you remember in the third Lord of the Rings movie, there's a scene where he sings to Denethor, who's the steward of Gondor. That's actually Billy Boyd singing. Like, that's his voice.
Oh, I'm getting all of these flashbacks to the Lord of the Rings. I'm going to have to make it a point to watch it in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah. So you know, my inner geek is going to come out this weekend with Breaking Bad and Lord of the Rings, and so I'm excited to go over there and check those out.
All right, looks to be a lot of fun. For those of you out there, it's a great opportunity for your voice to be heard, to be seen at the Las Cruces International Film Festival, to let people know that Southern New Mexico is ready to do business in the world of film. So get out there and support this. I gotta tell you, I was really surprised by the cover this week of the Pulse. You have a cover on diving, and we are in the desert.
We are, right? Isn't it interesting? Like, there is a dive club. There's actually a store, the Doniana Dive Store.
It's still around? You know, it surprised me when I first moved here 16 years ago. And I first heard about this dive club. I was like, how is that? Why? We are in the desert. But you guys uncovered the story, so what's on it?
Yeah, so you know, they don't dive around Las Cruces. There's not many places to go diving around here. They do go up to Elephant Butte some. There's the Blue Hole, which is near Santa Rosa in northern New Mexico, which is a world-renowned diving spot, actually. And then there's also off the coast of Mexico, which is about 8 hours drive from here.
It's not that far.
There's some great diving opportunities. And the Doniana Dive Club, a couple times a year, actually sponsors trips to Mexico where they go and dive. But you can actually get your certification here in Las Cruces at the dive store. It's a four-hour class. So you can get certified and get your scuba gear there, and they'll take you out to different places to go scuba diving. And it's something I've never done. I think it's totally fascinating. You know, I grew up here in the desert, so I don't have much familiarity with things that are underwater. So I'm just, you know, fascinated by that culture. And I'm excited that we have a dive club here.
Okay, and they could also read all about it, because running out of time. You also have six great green chili restaurants.
Yeah, so the hook on this story is these are unique green chili dishes in Las Cruces.
Okay.
So green chili and ice cream, green chili and meatloaf, green chili and a couple of other things that you just wouldn't expect.
All right, Lucas, we'll talk to you next week, sir.